Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder and I'm the pastor in the village. You should all have a copy of Vespers 86, which is either blue, gray, white, or faded blue. And if you need one, there are still some on the chairs and on the back table here. It's our custom at Holden on Saturday night to sing one of the many settings of evening prayer that have been written in this place. But through the summer months on Saturday evenings, we sing this most beloved setting of evening prayer. Many of you know it in your local settings as Holden Evening Prayer. Marty Haugen wrote it when he was on sabbatical here in 1986. We sing at the beginning. We will stand at the beginning and remain standing through the Thanksgiving for Light, which is on page 4. Then we'll remain seated. And tonight for the psalm, which is a canon in two parts, if you woke up this morning at Holden Village, and you will plan to wake up here on Monday morning, you're part one. If you woke up someplace else this morning and came to Holden Village today, and you plan to wake up someplace else on Monday morning because you're leaving Holden Village tomorrow, you're part two. And that about divides the room. So that's good. You all understand that? In other words, if you came in today and you're leaving tomorrow, you're part two. Thank you. Bye. Right, that's what I said. If you came in today, or you're leaving tomorrow, and you, never mind, you all understand, you know what? We thought this was a really great idea over there in the musician bench over there. We thought this was a lot of fun. So are we clear? Pick a part. Okay. Then, following the psalm, we have some brief readings for our evening. And then, when we come to the Magnificat, which is on page 9, we'll stand for the singing of the Magnificat, which is the gospel canticle for evening prayer, and we stand to hear the good news from Mary's song from Luke 1. Then we'll be seated again for the conclusion of the service. Please note that when we come to the blessing on page 12, we all sing that together. Please stand as you are able.
Thank you. May your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for God's mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for God's mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for God's mercy endures forever. A reading from I Will to You by Herb Brokering. You were born, for God's steadfast love endures forever. A much-needed rain began at midnight, for God's steadfast love endures forever. We woke at 7 and felt rested, for God's steadfast love endures forever. God spread out the earth upon the waters, for God's steadfast love endures forever. The flowers in our garden are in full bloom, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Nathan was born at 5:22 a.m., for God's steadfast love endures forever. Roger is expected to make a full recovery, for God's steadfast love endures forever. The angel of the Lord said, Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Jesus was 33, and he said, Into your hands I commit my spirit, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Jubilation choir sang, All is calm, all is bright, for God's steadfast love endures forever. You are alive, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Steadfast love forever. Steadfast love forever. Just think. In Psalms 118 and 136, Israel recorded their nation's history as song, with the refrain after each sentence, For God's steadfast love endures forever. Imagine telling the story of each week this day, pausing after every sentence while all sing, For God's steadfast love endures forever. Once God's steadfast love was newborn in a cave in a tiny town, beside a healing pool, on a hill, on a tree, in a garden tomb. Now, where is this love of God? Here, here. Here in every tiny nook and cranny, in every hut and mud house and cave and castle, in every hovel and hospital room, in every trench and tank, in every mass grave, in every raging sea, in every place on earth, in the water, in the air, in the space, in you. I bequeath you, you believing that God has filled the earth with love, that love permeates the universe, all the time, everywhere, for all.
The light shines in the darkness.
The darkness is not overcoming.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of
Spirit.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Serve the Lord.